Hey, welcome to the Resurgence Audio Podcast. My name is Ben Richard, and I am the founder and lead communicator here at Resurgence. Resurgence is a community platform for spiritual development, and we are all about learning to live as God intended. For more info on the Resurgence platform, please visit www.joinresurgence.com. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been in pastoral ministry for about 20 years. And here's one verse in the New Testament that I know a lot of Christians struggle with. It's in James chapter 1 and verse 2. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy." I mean, come on. I can't think of the last time I ever met someone who's going through a hard time and seemed to be overjoyed at the fact. Because let's be honest, there's no reason to be joyful about a hard time, especially the kind of hard times that we feel stuck in. Have you ever felt stuck with something you'd rather live without? Maybe a habit that you found hard to break, or a character flaw that you can't seem to work around? Or how about that person in your life that just seems to sap you of all the good energy that you were feeling? Worse yet, there are some of us who have faced suffering on a whole other level, dealing with tragedy, bad news, or even heartbreak. Life gets tough, and sometimes just telling someone to consider it an opportunity for great joy can feel kind of insensitive. The Apostle Paul writes about having felt the same way in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10. He seemed to be struggling with something that he said tormented him. Something that was out of his control, and he writes, "Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away, and each time he said, 'My grace is all that you need. My power works best in weakness.'" And then he continues to write, "So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults and the hardships and the persecutions and the troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." See, Paul here was asking God for mercy, three times in fact, and all three times the Lord reminded him that the grace of God was all that he needed. He asked God for mercy. God gave him grace. Mercy is when God saves us or rescues us from an adverse situation, but grace is when God empowers us to stand up under it. Mercy has to do with God removing what we may struggle with, and grace is when he gives us the ability to overcome what we may struggle with. And understanding this, Paul then goes on to say that if that's the case, he'd be glad to boast about his weaknesses and even take pleasure in them, because through his weaknesses, he gets to discover a strength that he wouldn't have known that he had, unless, of course, the tough times brought it out of him. And I love the paradoxical line that he uses at the end, saying, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." So let's think about this for a minute. Paul is obviously suffering with something. In fact, he describes the issue as being a thorn in his flesh. He describes the feeling that it gives him as being torment. So there's definitely pain there. But having heard the Lord tell him that God's grace is sufficient kind of gives the pain a sense of purpose. Imagine a woman, for example, who's in labor. She's about to give birth to her child. Is she not in pain? Of course she is. But there's a purpose to the pain. The pain only means that there's joy around the corner, which would be the birth of her child. Pain in that regard seems endurable in the moment, although it's still very hard to go through. She's willing to go through it because she knows that it'll be worth it in the end. So when our pain has a purpose of some kind, we know that it'll lead to progress. So many of us ask God for mercy or pray for certain things to happen in our lives that we feel will make life a lot easier for us. But what if things don't turn out the way that we hoped? Could it be that, like Paul, maybe God is giving us an opportunity to discover his grace on an even deeper level? Could it be that God has something better in store for us down the road? Something that we're unable to see right now, but perhaps we'll only get to see if we yield to His grace and trust that He'll carry us through. It's crazy that Paul moves from having felt tormented to finding joy in the same situation that remained unchanged. You see, the grace of God then was the difference maker. It was the hope builder. It was the grace of God that seemed to not only help Paul discover a strength that he didn't know that he had, but it was also the means by which he could carry on even with the thorn in his flesh. Now, Paul knew about hardships. In fact, in the previous chapter, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul wrote, "I have worked harder, been put in prison more often, been whipped times without number, and face death again and again. 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and day adrift at sea. I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced dangers from rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced danger in the cities, in the deserts, and on the seas, and I have faced danger from men who claim to be believers but are not. I have worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty and have gone without food. I have shivered in the cold without even enough clothing to keep me warm." He writes these words, and then in the following chapter, he writes about the thorn in his flesh, asking God to take it away from him. This guy knew what it was to suffer, yet this guy, Paul, was able to find the kind of joy and pleasure in God's grace that seemed to carry him through it all. So let this be an encouragement to you. God does indeed hear your prayers. He does indeed love you very much and wants what's best for you. But if you should find that in praying to God for rescue from a situation that you're still stuck in it, trust that God has granted you the grace to carry you through it, and that in discovering that grace, you'll find the kind of joy and strength that even Paul found when he was suffering through a hard time. Now, can I share 2 verses with you that have been a massive source of encouragement for me personally? I cannot tell you the number of times that I've gone back to these verses to draw strength and perspective during a particularly hard time. These verses are found in the same book, in fact, in 2 Corinthians, but chapter 4, verses 17 to 18. And it says, "Our present troubles are small, and they won't last very long. Yet they," meaning the troubles, "produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them all and will last forever." So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will be gone, but the things that we cannot see will last forever. My friend, a part of what it means to be a follower of Christ is that we learn to embrace the mystery of what is to be, what is to come, what lies ahead, not just who we are right now, but who we are becoming. God is so powerful that He will cause your troubles to work in your favor. Your suffering can be for your benefit if you learn to fix your gaze on the one who creates the path ahead of you on this journey called life. He may not be the one to cause your suffering, but He is the one who is present with you in it. Pain can keep us focused on the present and maybe even on the past, but hope always has to do with the future. Allowing God's grace to strengthen you in this present moment and allowing His word to give you hope for a brighter future is what will carry you through even the hardest times. So learn to be okay with hard times and suffering. Although they aren't enjoyable, they can be rewarding and beneficial for you in the long run. In tomorrow's episode, we'll be talking about why we tend to reject the grace of God in our lives. But until then, much love. Stay blessed.